This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour for a full hour taking your questions. We're going to check in with the White House at the bottom of this hour and talk about this firestorm over the separation issue at the border and get the very latest there. Also on the program today, an update on what's happening with Donald Trump's visit to Fargo, North Dakota. That is happening 1 week from tonight. He'll be in Duluth, actually, tonight. And then a week from tonight, in Fargo, North Dakota, I want to say RSVPs, but I guess that's not the correct term, but the requests for tickets continue to surge. I don't have a new number, but I did hear over the weekend that it was at 7,000. There's 6,000 seats and 7,000 requests for tickets, but they're still taking requests for tickets. So one of two things is going on. They have a great formula on how many people will show up. Number two, they'll take more than can get in. You just need to get there mighty early. Or three, as we've uncovered, the Fargo Dome is available, and they are planning a move. So, and I've heard, you know, some swirls of different things on all of those. So who knows? The bottom line is this. If you want to see Donald Trump next week, then I suggest you get a ticket ASAP. You can go to the KFIRE website. Also been putting this up on Facebook. You can go to DonaldJTrump.com. You can go to AM1100TheFlag.com. There's a lot of places to get them. We put them on our website just so we can make it easy for you to be able to find that and get signed up. It's a pretty simple process. So the main thing is, I know some people have been confused about, okay, well, I put all my information in, but I didn't get any confirmation back. Just look for it looks the same, actually, what you get back. So a lot of times you're getting it back, just don't realize it's there. But look for a little barcode. If the barcode is there, take a screenshot of the barcode. That's your ticket. That's your ticket. And get you in. So I got two of those back. I screenshot both those, and, you know, you're good to go. So, that's how it works. So this should be pretty exciting. What else? So much to talk about, with Congressman Cramer today. There's some new, things happening on the farm bill. There's some new issues on the immigration bill. Here's something I want to tell you about. I need to actually open this article back up here. But there is a Democratic bill that Dianne Feinstein sponsored related to ending the practice of separating families at the border. And early on, Heidi Heitkamp made some comment in some news organization I saw that said there were some flaws in it. And then a day or two later, she signed on to it. And over the weekend was talking about, I co-sponsored this and bragging about it. The legislation is being dug into now, and there is some really goofy stuff in it, including not allowing the arrests within 100 miles of the border. Fox News had a report last night that Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Manchin, and Donnelly, the senator from Indiana, the three, you know, sort of senators you hear the most about because they are Democratic senators from Trump states, were in scramble mode trying to dig into the details of this bill they signed on to before realizing that it did this and that it would be a political problem for them. So this is the Democratic solution. I know you know, I've told you on the program, I really believe that all of this noise, all of this orchestration, all of this effort is designed to get you not to think about other things that are happening. And one of those is the Inspector General report. And so I'm not going to succumb to what everybody else is. We're obviously going to talk about it today, and Congressman Cramer will tell us about President Trump's visit to members of the Republican Party caucus last night. Republicans met with the president at the Capitol last night, specifically on immigration, the legislation, the separation issue, and others. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but I don't want to ignore the other issues either. And one of them is that IG report. We played just a little bit yesterday of Trey Gowdy, as it worked out during a break live. But here's some more of his commentary, which was very, very good. And cross-examination on the Inspector General Horowitz, very, very good. Trey Gowdy. Yeah.
There were FBI agents and attorneys who decided to prejudge the outcome of the Hillary Clinton case before the investigation ended. I want you to let that sink in for a second. They prejudged the outcome of the Hillary Clinton investigation before the investigation ended, and these exact same FBI agents and attorneys prejudged the outcome of the Russia investigation before it even began. If prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it ends and prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it begins is not evidence of outcome determinative bias, for the life of me, I don't know what would be. That is textbook bias. It is quite literally the definition of bias, allowing something other than the facts to determine your decision. These agents were calling her president before she was even interviewed. They were calling for the end of the Trump campaign before the investigation even began. They were calling for impeachment simply because he happened to be elected. That is bias.
By your Justice Department. By the folks charged with carrying out the law, enforcing the laws of the United States of America. And again, going to talking points and media spin and coordination between Democrats, James Comey, the media. That Inspector General report wasn't out 10 seconds, and people were running around saying, no bias, there's no bias, none. Now, the Inspector General, what he says about this is, Trey Gowdy, you're right. That's bias. In, you know, the text exchange between the two FBI agents, but we haven't seen the bias in the actual product. We haven't seen where that type of viewpoint, in other words, if you look at the investigation, was it done properly or not? But there's an investigation about that. So some of these investigations still continue. So, all right, there, I did it. I didn't succumb to what they're doing. I'm very happy. Very happy. I didn't say hi to Todd yet. Jumped right into the news here, ladies and gentlemen. So darn much going on. Todd Mitchell, how are you on this fine day?
I'm fine. I'm just staying informed here on the edge of my seat. Plus, I could listen to Gowdy all day long. I mean, it makes so
great?
Much sense. He is great.
And what's funny is, you know, Trey Gowdy shocked everybody by saying, hey, this Inspector General report's going to, you know, that's going to take care of everything. They'll settle this. Just don't worry about this. And it came out, and he's obviously not a fan. So he's certainly turned on all of that. Tom Homan is a guest we've had on this program before. He's the acting ICE director. I think he's about to retire. I forget when. But he was on Fox and Friends this morning. He was on Tucker Carlson last night. The facts that he puts forward are pretty extraordinary. Let me start with a little bit of this from Thomas Homan in that interview.
Mr. Homan, thank you for joining us. You've heard prominent people compare your behavior to that of the Nazis, to that of the Roosevelt administration and turning the Japanese during World War II. How do you respond?
I think it's an insult to the brave men and women of the Border Patrol and ICE to call law enforcement officers the Nazis. They're simply enforcing laws enacted by Congress. You know, I wish that there's this much outrage about separation of families. I wish I heard this much outrage when we met with angel mothers and fathers whose children were killed by illegal aliens. Jewish citizen children killed and separated from their families forever. I never heard this outrage. So I think people on the Hill need to straighten themselves out here. Let's protect American citizens as much as you're fighting for the illegal alien.
We're about to speak to the parent of one of those children killed in the way you described. Did you notice cable news anchors or Democratic politicians swooping in to comfort those families when their kids were killed?
No, I didn't. You know, the media the last few days, I've been incensed by the purposeful, the intentional misleading of the American people by politicians. And they say that the Trump administration wants to use these children as political pawns. the Trump administration isn't down there having political sideshows with these children and talking about this issue. The Trump administration wants Congress to fix this, and Congress has the authority to fix it. But what no one's talking about is the underlying reason for this whole argument. Are these families really escaping fear and persecution? The immigration court has said in the last year and a half, over 80% of these claims are frivolous. So first of all, we got to attack the very foundation they're arguing these people are coming to this country. These parents themselves are using these children as pawns to gain entry to the United States, knowing that we can't detain them. And as far as the separation of families are concerned, you have to put the blame on the parents. They are choosing to enter between the ports of entry. They know they will be separated, but they want to blame the government when we were forced to do that. So let's put the blame where it lies, not on the fine men and women of the Border Patrol and ICE. We're enforcing the law.
Isn't that amazing? And where is that in your newspaper? Where is that on the evening newscast? You know, the latest numbers of children across the border are 12,000. 10,000 of them came without any parental accompaniment. So they came alone. So 12,000 children, that's the latest numbers available that have come across the border, that have gone to these detention centers. 10,000 had no parent with them, came across the border alone. Only 2,000 were with a parent. I don't know. I just think these facts are important to get out there. You tell me. 2580550 is our number. More coming up.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, Burley, Stutzman, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and 2,300 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land along the Missouri River in Dewey County, south of Mobridge, South Dakota, and equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Calm down. to 4th of July, and we're going to be live at the PetroServe USA location in Valley City. That's exit 292 for the nicest convenience store in the state. It's just a beautiful location. Great stop. You'll really enjoy it. You really will. I mean, the place is big, and they have a great food grill there, and the selection's incredible, some great deals. And we're going to be there actually on Tuesday the 3rd, July 3rd, because July 4th is Wednesday. And so if you're coming or going on I-94, stop exit 292 and say hello and maybe have a burger, because they have the best burgers in North Dakota, bar none. Some say anywhere, but I don't want to boast quite that much. They're really good. The Valley Meats, hand-patted, fresh ground beef on the grill. They throw a little cheese on there, a little caramelized onions on there, fresh baked bread and bun on there, and you have a delight. It's really, really good. So love to see you there. PetroServe USA, that's on Tuesday, July 3rd. And, of course, we'll be there for the 4th of July kickoff. Lots going on. 21 past the hour. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall on a whole host of topics. I mean, my gosh. We have trade, and we have the Farm Bill, and we have immigration, and we have President Trump's visit for Congressman Cramer in his bid for the Senate a week from tonight. Just a lot of ground to cover with him. Already getting questions and comments in, and there's an email here that is really interesting that I want to ask him about, and already a few texts. So if you'd like to get the questions in advance, you can do that. Text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Rick in Bismarck says, can you provide the Senate bill number that Senator Heitkamp signed on to relating the arrests within 100 miles of the border? If true, I find that outrageous. Yeah, Fox News report about this last night. I did a little digging. I found the story on TheFederalist.com. It says, Democratic bill would let parents who commit Fed crimes go scot-free. Let's see here. Somebody has a link already to the bill. Senate Bill 3036. Senate Bill 3036 is the answer to your question. It is the Feinstein bill. Every Democrat in the Senate has signed on to it. So appreciate you asking. Let's see here. We have lots of texts. Remember to talk about your own Attorney General Wayne Stengem attending a very expensive luxury event in South Carolina. Looks like he's bought and paid for like the rest of your buddies. Too bad us hardworking North Dakotans pay the price. All right. Well, we'll ask the Attorney General about that. We're due for a conversation with him anyway on that lawsuit that he's working on related to the reimbursement of the No Dapple expenses. But I would say this, on a trip like that, usually, you know, the attorney generals meet and they go there and, you know, it isn't so much, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a special interest group, Scott Inc. or Scott Pack come down here, you know, usually. But it's a question we'll be happy to ask, no doubt about it. Just want to say thank you for the facts once again. I learn a lot of news from this show. Well, we appreciate that very much. You know, we do. We work hard to make sure you're getting things that you're not going to get anywhere else, like that piece from the acting ICE director, Thomas Holman. Those are facts from someone in the trenches. And, boy, oh, boy, he's retiring, I guess, so he can kind of say what needs to be said. But I love the fact that he's saying Democrats think this is some sort of a ploy by Republicans. Who's down there at the border doing these photo ops? It's a very good point. Very, very good point. Here's more of that of that commentary from him. I'll just play another minute or so of this.
Let me talk. That's what's been done. That's what we're asking Congress to fix, the Florida Settlement Agreement. But let me tell you the way it works right now. Under the Florida Settlement Agreement, if a family comes in our custody, we can hold them for less than 20 days. We release them. Most of them won't show up in immigration court. Immigration court last year issued over 40,000 orders in absentia. That means these people didn't show up. So what we want to do is have Congress change the law so we can keep these people detained in a family. family setting so their case can be heard by a judge. I would think everybody, regardless of your Republican or Democrat, wants your cases heard. But because you don't like the final decision, doesn't mean we forget about it. Because last year when we actually went and looked for these families who got final orders in absentia, I got hundreds of letters saying, how dare you put your finite resources looking for women and children? I'm like, wait a minute. You wanted them to have due process at great taxpayer expense. Because you don't like the decision, let's forget about it. That's not how we work.
Folks, that therein lies one of the many little dirty little secrets in this effort. This is what, that for Democrats, they want more illegal immigrants coming here. And then when you bring them in, and they have a system that says 20 days, you got to let them go, so you let them go, and then you go look for them, and then you're heartless because you're looking for them. This is the little game they play. It's unbelievable. And so they're asking for the law. Congress needs to pass this law, the law that says, okay, family detention, the case will be heard. They're not going to be released. And by the way, the vast majority will be sent back on a plane. The Democrats don't want that. They do not want that. So, important little fact there for you. Okay? Texter says, could you get Ellen's address? This is referring to Ellen Radner, a White House Fox News reporter who is one of their token liberals on Fox News. I'm positive her house is much nicer than mine, so I think I'll go live there and I'll have three kids so you can tell her to make sure she has enough food for all of us. Her statements are completely ignorant. Yeah. Texter says, please mention to Kevin my concern that Heidi is inundating a conservative talk radio with misleading negative ads. I hear them all day with very few from him. I'm starting to fear that all of that out-of-state money could do some damage. We'll put that one in the ticker for Congressman Kramer for you. By the way, does that, you know, strategy work? It's interesting to me when she's targeting conservative talk radio with ads, but won't come on and actually talk to folks like Congressman Kramer does and doesn't want to take questions that she doesn't know what the question's going to be, right? I mean, she wants those sort of safe environments where she can take these questions, which tells me there is not a confidence level on her positions at all. Can't be fun to do that, given the vast majority of North Dakotans are conservative. But do you think that works? Do you think that is a good strategy? I don't know. Here's one for Todd. Like Rush, you need a third hour. Todd and Scott. Todd's going to work on an urgent time. Very nice. We're going to take that as a compliment, despite the logistical challenges that it
Probably get Rush to sleep in an hour, I suppose.
Should we, just tell him to dial it back to two hours, yeah, something like that? Yeah. Shameful, appalling lack of coverage on the 17-month IG report. Well, there's no doubt about that. We gave you Trey Gowdy, but most of the media is not covering that to the degree they should.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No longer just a domestic issue, the criticism is growing louder around the world about the separation of illegal immigrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border. British Prime Minister Theresa May says,
I've just responded to questions on the issue of the pictures that we have seen of the behavior in the United States and the way that children are being treated, which I clearly and wholly unequivocally said is wrong.
And Mexico's foreign minister says the policy is cruel and inhumane. And as activists are planning protests on the 30th of June, if the policy isn't changed by then, President Trump is urging Congress to send an immigration bill to his desk as quickly as possible. Last night, reportedly demanding of House Republicans that a bill allow families to stay together if they are detained at the border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Special assistant to President Trump in just a moment, Helen Gary Foray, who has joined us before on the program and talked a little bit about the White House perspective on this whole firestorm that's happening. So that's coming up in a minute. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour. Your questions and comments on any and all issues welcome as they always are on the program. So bring them on. We are brought to you today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. It's Wednesday Wheels Day. Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City and Pucklich in Bismarck has some great vehicles. And two great stores, Bismarck or Valley City, your choice. And this week's featured vehicle, the Valley City store, a deal you won't believe, as always. Another one-owner local trade. They're famous for those at Pucklich. 2007, this is a Hyundai Sonata. It's a 3.3-liter V6 engine. A nifty silver and black color with only 133,000 miles. That, you know, as a famous car dealer once told me, Todd, that just tells you how many times the tires went around. You know, that's all that tells you. Do you know that?
Yeah.
It's just an indication of how many times the tires are going around. Nothing else. But listen to this deal. Every home needs a good second car, something for the kids to drive or take back to school in the fall. You won't find a better value anywhere than this little number. It's on the lot right now. Get a load of the price, $59.95. If you tell them you heard about it from us, they'll take another $1,000 off, $49.95. And remember, with the purchase of any new or used vehicle this month at Pucklich, a free Yeti cooler. My gosh, $49.95 and a free Yeti cooler and a great set of wheels. Hop online. Check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com. They know the vehicle. One owner, local trade. Stop and see them. Great selection of vehicles. Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Valley City or online at Pucklich.com and Pucklich Valley City. We're joined now by Helen Gary Foray. She is a special assistant to the president, handles the media affairs there at the White House. And there's no such thing as a dull moment with Donald Trump's White House. So much going on, so much to do. And we've been following very closely this issue, which we find the Democrats and the media aligned together to distort. And so we always feel it's important to get you the facts. And that's why we asked Helen to join us for a little bit of an update today on the program on the path forward. Helen, how are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks again for the kind invitation to be on your show.
Nice to have you back on the program. What does the president want people to know about this issue?
Well, number one, the president wants people to know that he is working with Congress. That's why he went yesterday to the Hill to meet with 200 legislators, Republicans who are trying to craft a solution to this problem that we have. This isn't a new problem. And, you know, the president doesn't make a big deal about the problems that he inherits, but let me say that he has inherited this problem. We have been here and trying to deal with this since, in recent memory, since 2006. And here we are in 2018 talking about the same situation. The president saw this coming, and early this year, he presented immigration reform. He had the four pillars that included, you know, a path to citizenship for DACA beneficiaries because they came as minors, and those, you know, minors were not responsible for decisions made by their parents. But, you know, equally important and fundamentally first is fully fund border security and all that entails, which includes more judges to be able to process cases of those who are requesting asylum or are coming across the border illegally. End the visa lottery and have merit-based immigration. And those are the four pillars that the president has really worked hard on to be able to get that done early in the year. Democrats refused to work with him. Already, so yesterday the president said, okay, we have this loophole in our immigration laws that determines that a minor with a parent cannot be detained for more than 20 days and they have to be released. So if, and they can't be together longer than that because, number one, the child didn't commit the crime, and so why is the child being detained? And what was decided then, and that was done by the Ninth Circuit Court, which we know that's, you know, a court that in the past has really not sided with, you know, conservative principles. And so that really gives us two options. Either we do what's been known as catch and release, which is what the Obama administration did and the George W. Bush administration did as well, which was you catch the families, and then what you do is that after 20 days, you release them to the interior of the country. They get a court date, and they promise to come back for their court date, which most do not, or which and that ends up being what? Open borders. That means an open border because you are letting people in knowing fully well they're not going to go to their court date to be processed. So you either have open borders or two, zero tolerance. And in order to have zero tolerance, then you have to prosecute people who come here illegally. And that means in order to do that, you ultimately have to separate the children from the parents because that's what the court imposed upon the U.S. government. Those are our two choices. If Congress wants to legislate open borders, legislate it. Do it. But you know what? The minority leader Schumer, Democrat, Chuck Schumer said, nope, he's not going to work with the White House. He's not going to work with the president. He doesn't need legislation. He can just go ahead and do it. Well, you know what, Chuck Schumer? If you don't need legislation, then I don't know what we need you for, because that is your job to enact legislation. So the president went and he spoke yesterday to members of Congress, and members of Congress are saying, look, we think we can work together and provide legislation that maybe even include a provision that legislates that children who are indeed with their parents can stay together as a unit and be processed together. And on top of that, why don't we just fix immigration completely? It's not like, Scott, we don't know what the options are on the table. We've been talking about this for years. Why not just solve the problem, which is we have to close our borders. They're insecure. Not only do we have a rise in illegal immigration, but number two, we have a rise in human trafficking. Let me give you one number. DHS has seen that a staggering 315% increase in the number of adults showing up with kids at the border that aren't theirs. And you know why? Because if you cross the border with a child, you're going to be released. And so it's grown in numbers and it's increased with child trafficking because that's the ticket to get into the United States illegally and to then be set free and then do as you will. People who are concerned about child endangerment should be really concerned about that statistic, a 315% increase in the number of adults showing up with kids that aren't theirs at our borders. And one last point that I really want to make. Anybody who wants to come across for purposes of asylum will not get separated from their children if they do it legally, which means go to the 26 ports of entry into the country, do it legally, you come in, you declare asylum, you are not separated by your kids. Asylum claims are important, they need to be investigated, you will not be processed, and you get to stay with your kids. Just do it legally, that's all we're asking for.
Dexter says Schumer wants to draw this out to the midterms, but I really think it's going to backfire on the Democrats. This is what is really maddening for me. First of all, this policy, the idea that we were going to actually enforce the law, as you say, which is necessary because otherwise it's catch and release, right? Goes back to an announcement in April, I believe, by the vice president. Okay, this is not anything new as we sit here in the middle of June. But what is new is the economy is roaring. You have an Inspector IG report that is very damning for Democrats and the swamp, and you have obviously some great success happening with North Korea. You deal a lot with media relations and the public relations on this. It seems to me, that the Democratic Party and their allies in the media are using this as a blunt force instrument to stop discussion on anything else in the way of good news, to use it, as this listener is saying, for the midterms and for political gain. And it seems to be working to me. I mean, it seems to me that this is a strategy that works. How do we expose this apparatus?
Well, unfortunately, and there are always exceptions, and there are some outstanding members of the media, but unfortunately, there are way too many who have really become advocacy groups, and they're not doing their jobs responsibly. And I was with the media for many, many years, did print, radio, and television, so I have a background in it, and I know what I'm talking about. It's really unfortunate to what's happened to the profession of journalism over the years. Just to point some things out to you, there are some photographs that came out a couple of weeks ago, maybe just a week and a half ago at this point, which was, families detained in what looked like cages, right? Well, those photographs and then they vilified our administration over the inhumane treatment. And then it turns out those photos were actually taken in 2014. And that was under the Obama administration. No outcry at all about what happened and the prosecutions that the Obama administration had during its time, much less any outcry about increasing the volumes of illegal immigrants who, I have to tell you, I did have the opportunity of interviewing so many, Scott, of these young people who cross the border, and they, living under the shadows, they will all tell you that it's terrible. They hate the uncertainty of life. They don't know what tomorrow will bring. And even though they go to school, or some don't, but many do go to school, it's like they have no idea. And they have no idea why they're doing that, because they don't know if they're going to be deported the next day. And they just say, I would never do this to my own kid. I would never do this to my child. So ultimately, the responsibility for the health and welfare of a child belongs to the parent.
Yeah, and by the way, that makes it
here illegally.
And Rachel Maddow and her ilk never even have that cross their mind. I mean, it's the same with some of the Democrats here. There's zero responsibility. What a great overview of this whole situation. We're in good hands, knowing that you're advising the president on this. Keep up the good work, Helen. Thanks for the time.
Scott, thank you so much. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Helen Aguirre-Ferray with the White House, special assistant to the president, heads up media affairs there. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life, that's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On your mind, brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson and Sons, HATandSons.com. There's a little video there that could save you money. I have your attention now, don't I? I know. Todd's clicking on it right now. HATandSons.com. Save money. Because if you look at that little video, you'll find a way that has saved a lot of money for a lot of people. The link service contract effort allows H.A. Thompson & Sons to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. They're maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems now and more systems because that's gone so well on hundreds and hundreds of buildings throughout the Northern Plains. 223-3393 or HATandSons.com. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. What's on your mind, Todd? First thing that comes to your mind, right now, this instant is what?
I'm out of coffee, that's what.
You asked. Right? Okay. Yeah.
You asked. You asked that. I'm not saying that my mind's the one in the right place here.
You know what is on my mind right now?
What's on your mind?
You depressed me. Free pie. I'm sure that surprises you. I'm sure you're shocked. Can't believe it. Free pie. That's right. It's pie day today.
I thought that was on March 14th.
Well, this is at Vision Bank. See, it's pie day at Vision Bank. You have to go to Vision Bank. North Fargo Branch, 1321 21st Avenue North. Today from 1 to 3. Free pie. Yeah, it's really good. Good, 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 good. That's all I'm thinking about.
Have a piece of pie.
That, and I better talk to Mike, who's waiting to chat. Mike's on the road. What's on your mind? 258-0550. Go.
Hey there.
Hi there.
Basically, I just wanted to reiterate. I don't know if other people have mentioned this, but this is what really angers me. I think it's a very blatant ploy by the Democrats that the entire illegal immigration issue is because they want to, over the long term, import as many replacement voters as possible who are going to come into this country, stay dependent on government benefits, and continue to vote the Democrats back into the office. And I don't know if this has been mentioned before, but I wanted to bring that up and also throw that out there for you to discuss.
No, I hear you. I said it has to be something that's under consideration. Why else would there be this blatant effort to distort this? Right? Well, why would, I mean...
Yeah. Well, there was something I wanted to also mention. Several years ago, and I'm new to North Dakota myself. I moved here about 5 or 6 years ago from Arizona for the job, for the economy. But I distinctly remember this, that Barack Obama was at a meeting at an event in Brooklyn. And they were cheering, and he said, you know, I don't need you here. I need about a million more of you in North Dakota. That was his exact quote, and it burned into my memory, and it angered me so much hearing that at the time. Because I thought to myself, you know, here I am. I rolled up everything. I took a big risk to come to North Dakota to live here. And it just seems to me that the East Coast establishment sees states like North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, that they've got to just dump in as many new voters, as many replacement voters, as many immigrants as possible, not only to change those states, but to basically alter the state, the electoral college. And that just really angers me.
No, it should. Like it, I hope beyond anger, it motivates you just to say, I'm going to expose this, I'm going to tell people about this, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure people are aware of it and vote accordingly. You know?
Yes. I voted for the primary as well. I would like to say, too, Chuck Schumer, I think the best thing that needs to be done is I like Ted Cruz's bill for the short term of unifying families. But this thing really does need to be hung around Chuck Schumer's neck like a millstone. He is blocking this, and they need to turn this around on him. And guys, just basically, the word needs to get out that Chuck Schumer is playing obstructionism, and he's trying to play this up for politics and to bring in replacement voters. And basically, once we can get the word out, I think this thing will turn back, and we can actually make some real progress.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you very much. Others welcome at 258-0550. Texter says, on my mind this instant, Trump. Well, he'll be here a week from today. So I'm glad he's on your mind. Hope you're coming to check it out. Good morning, Scott, says another listener. I wonder what would happen if the left-wing journalists would investigate how many children lost their lives trying to get our borders. Would they even publish this information? I find it interesting that we send our young men and women to foreign countries borders and leave ours wide open. Yeah, I think they're saying how many children lost their lives trying to get to our borders. That's what they did say. I just didn't read that correctly. You're right. It's a sad number. It's, again, one we ought to be blaming or questioning or begging parents not to do this. Another says, Scott, the media bias is built into the cake. Let's be consistent as conservatives. Ask Kevin. If he, as a senator, would support Ted Cruz's bill about the illegal immigrant family situation, also get Hoeven's approval on it, and see if Ted can come on to answer questions about it. Let's offer solutions. We should invite Ted Cruz on. I think it's been since the campaign that he was on. Making a note, Always love your suggestions on guests, so don't be afraid to tell us those. Seriously, we appreciate it very much. All we hear are the left Dems. Where are the screaming right? All of us on the right need to get our voices out there before it's too late. Come on, righties. Where are you? Righties. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Righties.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need to scream.
America first. We have dug ourselves...
If you need to scream, maybe your point isn't valid.
Well, I know what he's saying, though, or she's saying, because I do think that you got to speak up. You really do. You can't be quiet.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Okay, royalty owners, listen up here. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter is again holding their annual convention, the Oil and Gas Minerals 6th Annual Convention, Bismarck, North Dakota, June 28th and 29th. Mark your calendars. This is an educational event that is open to the public. As always, the presentations offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Thursday night includes dinner, a movie about the history of the Bakken, a tour of the North Dakota Heritage Center at the state capitol, and more. For those new to mineral ownership, Mineral Management 101 will be offered. To register, go online, naro-us.org/events. That's naro-us.org/events. Or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557. And don't miss this year's Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. Hurry for those early bird deals.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come, by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.